Now, Maria, as serious as you can, please.
Okay. Welcome to Sticky Pickles.
Perfect.
Ever found yourself stuck in a pickle? Knee-deep in a dilemma? Question is, what do you do now? I'm Maria.
And I'm Carol, and this is Season 3, Episode 4 of Sticky Pickles, Botched Tat and the Eavesdrop. Now, Maria, you are first today.
Mm-hmm.
I love your title. Let's go. What is your sticky?
Yeah, botched tat. So I want to introduce you to a long married couple. I've got a lot of these long married couples in my story, so notice. This long married couple is Janice and Sharon.
It's our reality, though. That's the thing, right?
It is specifically our reality. But you know, they've been together for quite a long time. They're both like well into their early golden years. I'll be polite. And they've done it all. They have traveled the world several times over. They live in New York in a really gorgeous brownstone apartment. Aww. They've got like several little doggies. They've got a really vibrant social life.
I hope she's one of those New York women that I absolutely want to be when I'm older, you know, about 80, say, and wearing like the most amazing short shift dresses and loads of jewelry and huge hats and crazy hair and makeup and rocking
it. And take
it.
No shit from anybody.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Love it. So
yes.
Beautiful.
That is life goals. Yeah. They're not in their 80s. I would say they're probably in their late 50s.
Right.
So getting a little closer to retirement than not, but there's you know, plenty of youth in them still. Janice and Sharon are what we might call a multi-culti couple. Sharon actually is originally from France. Janice is a born and raised a New Yorker, but Sharon went to New York in college, and that's where they met, and she stayed with her love ever since. So, but Sharon still has family in France, and as you might imagine, they are quite elderly at this point. Mom and dad live in a wee little quaint village and are getting up there in their years. And as you might have heard, there was a bit of a pandemic lately. And
what?
I know we don't like to talk about it, but Sharon realized with her folks being quite elderly and in need of care that maybe she might want to spend a few weeks with them in France just to see how they're doing. And this was sort of at the beginning of the pandemic, and it ends up after a good while she couldn't come back home.
Yep.
Yeah, I know that's a situation that a lot of people have been in where they're just like stuck.
Yeah, I actually just by chance was in Canada for a whole month in January 2020.
Yeah.
And then that's it. I have not been back since.
Yeah.
And like I've got all my family there.
Yeah.
I've not seen anyone in person in that time. So I totally get that. And you worry about them, right? Because people go through stuff and you can't be there really. And it really sucks.
Yeah, and it's like, or if you are lucky in that you might be able to actually go in terms of like the borders are open, it's like, well, what about if cases start going up or something changes while I'm there or I can't get back or I can't leave or who knows? Like, there's all sorts of logistical nightmares. And Janice and Sharon are like deep in that right now. So Sharon has been stuck and like stuck with parents that need her and she's happy to be around, but still like stuck in France away from her partner Janice for a year. She's not been able to get back.
Oh, so she's been in France the whole year visiting her folks and couldn't get back.
Correct.
I got
correct.
It. Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
So
she has the opposite scene as mine. She got stuck where she was. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. This is a lot of people getting stuck in all sorts of places. So as you might imagine, you know, they've been together a long time and, you know, couples that have been together for a long time do get annoyed with each other now and then, but a year apart, as long as things are relatively good in your relationship, like, emotionally, that's really difficult. And then logistically, it's tough. It's like, who's going to watch the dogs? Like, Janice is running the whole household by herself. It's a lot to manage. And you know, their only contact with each other is, you know, through FaceTime. It's not the same. You don't get hugs and cuddles that way. It's very lonely for them both. And, you know, and in the meanwhile, Sharon's with her elderly parents and their health is failing. So it's also like really depressing for her. And she can't get her support from Janice. So it's a tough, tough situation that they're both in.
Mm-hmm.
So Sharon in France is, you know, holding her emotions together as best she can, being like, I got to be there for mom and dad. Janice is still like trying to live her life in New York as best she can with the doggies and, you know, life doing whatever if it's opening up again.
And she's lonely. I'm sure they're both lonely, you know?
Super, super lonely, especially since like the reminders of Sharon are everywhere. Like all her clothes are still there. You know, like the bottles of medication she left behind are still waiting. All those things. And Janice is like, you know, I got to do something, but I don't want to tell Sharon. I want it to be a surprise. So I got to do something to help me remember my dearest when she's not here. And on FaceTime, Janice sort of hints about it, that she's like, she's going to do something. It's going to be great. And Sharon, you're going to love it when you come and see it because like you won't believe it. And Sharon's like, I don't know what that means.
Yeah, but it's always great if a partner of a long time can surprise you. So you kind of can get on that. You know what I mean? It can be exciting because you're like, well, if you think you're going to surprise me, what can it be? It's also scary, though.
Right. Because like we've been together for 30 years. Yeah. Like what's left? Right. And Sharon knows that like whatever this is that Janice is doing to surprise her is very involved, because every couple of weeks, like Janice will be on FaceTime and mention something like, oh, yeah, the surprise. Well, it's taking a lot of work and time and like I'm exhausted. So Sharon's like, I wonder if she's renovating the upstairs bathroom or like maybe.
Well, that would be amazing. God, though. Oh, that would be my dream. That's like my husband sometimes does that. Yeah, I love that.
Yeah, because they talked about it and she's like, you know, I really hate the tile. Like maybe we could, but it would be such a pain in the butt to get that tile placed. So maybe she's going to go and get that done. So I come home from France and like our upstairs bathroom is finally looking gorgeous.
Dangerous to dream in this situation, isn't it? It's a dangerous thing.
It's a dangerous thing, indeed.
You can come back to a heart-shaped waterbed.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Waterbed or like a jacuzzi, but the jets are like peel your skin off or something.
Have you ever slept in a waterbed?
I have.
Me too. It's good, eh?
Sure.
I wouldn't have one, but it was kind of nice. No?
I didn't like it.
Oh, but
I was also
loved
like
it.
12 years old, so I, you know, was not... It was not.
I know. I haven't seen one since I was about 20 either. So,
yeah. I was like, it wasn't for sexy times, not for the original design. It was just someone's spare room. And I was like, this is weird. The squishy sound. Anywho, so fast forward, it's been a year again, and the borders have reopened. Sharon, it breaks her heart to leave mom and dad because, again, their health is failing. But she's like, I haven't been home in a year. I really need to see Janice. And like, let me go home for a little bit, figure out some care for mom and dad in France while I get back to my partner in my life.
Right. Totally get it. Yeah.
She books that first plane ticket she can. She gets all those PCR tests done or whatnot. She flies home. Janice is waiting for her at the airport. They have a very overdue embrace in the international arrival section of the airport. It's so great. She's got the doggos there and like a bouquet of flowers and lots of happy tears and hugs and kisses. It was amazing reunion.
Gorgeous. Like super gorgeous.
Oh my
gorgeous.
God. Yeah, Isn't the international arrivals airport part of the airport like the best? I
totally get why people hang out there.
I love being there. Every time I have to go there, I'm like, this is one of the happiest places on earth. Love it. So it's one of those like amazing. They're both just glowing, so happy to be with each other. They're holding hands like they were just dating all over again. Like they're just super, super excited to be together.
Yeah, it's been like a year. Yeah.
Oh my gosh, right? And Sharon's like, you know, Janice, if I was a little younger and if I wasn't so jet lagged, you know, the moment I got you in the door, I would just throw you on the bed. But right now, I just want to throw myself on the bed and take a good shower because I am wiped from that trip. When they walk in the door of their apartment, Janice is like, before you collapse and get some much needed sleep, I just wanted to show you this big surprise that I've been working on, because, you know, I've been telling you about it and like it's finally done. I'm so excited and I want to show it to you. It's upstairs.
Okay.
So Sharon's like, yes, it's the bathroom. Yes, it's the bathroom. The bathroom's done. Yes!
Of course. That's exactly. And you're like, oh, I'm so excited.
The nice subway tile backsplash like I've always been wanting. And then Janice leads Sharon into the bedroom.
Like, okay.
And Janice drops trowel. Just those pants just go right down.
Oh, so it takes her takes off her trousers completely. So she's sitting there in her underwear or whatever.
She's there in nothing but her undies, indeed. And she sits on the bed and sits spread eagle. I don't know how to say that politely, but she sits spread eagle. And she goes, look. And on her inner thigh is a tattoo of Sharon's face.
Oh, fuck off. Sharon's face?
And
on her inner thigh?
On her inner thigh. And it's in full color.
Well, she never wants oral again.
In tons of detail, perhaps a bit too detailed, where like every single tooth has been delineated and it's like a very toothy smile.
Oh, no. I know exactly. The photocopy kind of outline.
Yes. We're like, there's a lot of shading that's been done to make Sharon's face look, I don't know, a little bit sculptural. But maybe the cheeks look a little bit too pointy and the eyes are not quite pointing in the same direction. And her hair on this tattoo is just kind of like a bungled mess, to put it politely.
Now, tell me, does Sharon now put her hands around the thigh and then smoosh her face together to have a lotus cellulite right in the face, pockmark it up a bit, and go, is this is what I'm going to look like in 20 years? Is that what's happening here?
That would, I mean, I'm sure that thought occurred to her. Is like, this is going to be fun to play with. But in the moment, she just literally, her feet are rooted into the floor. She cannot move because she's like having an out-of-body experience of,
yeah,
I'm really horrified.
I would cry. I think I would cry.
Cry happy tears? Like you were flattered?
No. I think I would just cry because of everything. Because of the fact that they were so excited. How much did it cost? How awful it looks. Why would I want to look at my face on someone's thigh?
Right. And Janice is saying to Sharon in that moment, Sharon, I just missed you so much. I just wanted to feel you near and with me at all times. And, you know, I work a very conservative job. Like, visible tattoos are kind of a no-no, as Sharon knows. So, like, I wanted to put you somewhere where only I knew that you were there, but I knew that you were always
Sharon
with
could
me.
Say, my favorite flower is a fucking tulip. Just get a small tulip on your arm, like a normal person. Jesus.
Right.
Why'd you have to tat my face and your thigh? How are we going on our summer holidays now?
Well, what if
it's gonna look like a huge bush on one side.
well shorts exist, but
that's true.
In reality though, Sharon has not said anything at this point. Horrified, of course, and is trying to not let it show on her face, but you know, Janice knows her wife, she knows. So
of course.
What does Sharon actually say in that moment? Because again, it's been a year since they've seen each other. Janice worked really hard on getting this tattoo. You can only imagine how probably painful it was to get in that location. And the intent was sweet and kind. And you know, it's Janice's body after all. She can do whatever she wants. But, you know, it's Sharon's face.
Yeah, it is Sharon's face.
And the deal is done. You know, it's done now.
And that's the point. That's the problem with this. This is why it's a very good sticky pickle, Maria. Mm,
thank you, Kroll.
Because, because you can't undo that without hours and hours and lots of dollars and lots of pain.
Oh God,
getting it
lasered.
Can you imagine on your thigh?
And it's not going to all come off perfectly anyway. Like it,
no,
yeah, it's still just going to.
Yeah, you just have a car crash down there.
I mean,
well, no, but
do you think Sharon like might encourage her to like let her leg hair grow out and be like, just give me a beard? Like, let those thigh hairs grow, honey.
I think if I were Sharon, I think in this situation, after my brain fart had exploded, I would go, oh my God, that's incredible. I never would have expected that.
True.
Please, 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 can I jump in the shower? And then buy myself some time to kind of think through my reaction. Right? Because... Mm.
By time. Good.
Like,
good
you can't say you dick for doing that. You're totally right. You can't say that.
Yeah, it's not Sharon's body. It's Janice's body.
But if my husband came home with a huge tat of my face on his inner thigh amongst his very, very hairy inner thigh, so I would be like not just bearded, but like 100% fur baby faced. I don't know. I think he'd be losing his mind.
I mean, haven't we all in this past year?
Yeah, I mean, but I would be like, hey, are you okay? I think that would be, I'm trying to really put myself in the situation. I think I would be worried about his mental health.
Follow-up question for you. If it was, would it change at all if the tattoo was well done and or in a different location?
Of my face.
Of your face.
And can I negotiate? How big is this tat?
Oh, like the size of a hand. Like, it's big.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, if you can see all that
can
detail.
Can I negotiate on the signs?
And there's like different teeth that you can see.
If it could be like a doodle of my face, right? Just like a line drawing.
Like a Twitter profile right? icon.
Like an
size.
Outline. Like an outline of like, yeah. Like, you know, a figure drawing of my face, something
but like
that.
But like on his ankle
right.
or something. Like where would you want yeah. that? On the bicep? So he can go,
yeah. So yeah, exactly. Yeah, his ankle, I'd never see it. And that would look a bit, I wouldn't like that. It's a bit like wearing an ankle bracelet, you know? It's like, yeah, okay.
I have no tattoos at all. So I'm always, for me, tattoos are like fascinating, but I don't have any. So I'm always like, where people put them and stuff is like fascinating to me. Like all the decisions that go into that.
I'm just going to put it out there that I would appreciate that no one puts a tat of my face on their body. That's what I'd like.
Listeners, please take note.
Yeah, because you're all lining up. Maria, what do you want one, right? Wouldn't you love it? You'd love it.
Can you imagine if the only tattoo I had on my body was of you?
I meant the listeners having one of you, Dudu.
I have no tats at all, but the first and only one I get is of you. Not my kid, my not my God. Husband, it's you.
Yeah, on your inner thigh. Please, no. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
And then you go, let me show you, crawl.
Let me drop trowel on Zoom so you can see.
We're close enough. I'd be fine with that. I'd be fine with that.
It wouldn't be weird at all. On that lovely note, Kroll, what's your sticky?
All right, so we have Philly, right? Philomena, Philly.
Oh, Philomena, not Philadelphia.
Yeah,
okay.
Philly, yeah, no, Philomena. Philly, that's how she's known. And she is so excited because she finally sees the bus arrive. It's the end of her shift at the hotel. She's done, right? Her feet feel like two chaffed hams or something. And at least when she gets on the bus, she'll get a seat, you know, and give her barking dogs a break.
Oh, yeah.
But only if there's not too many people. Phil Collins is in her ear pods, right? Singing In the Air Tonight.
Yeah, tonight. Mm-hmm.
Bus pulls up and she gets on the bus, scans for seats. Now, the closest one has this guy sitting next to it, smirking, kind of, right? But he's also sporting the widest stance possible. Like seated stance.
Oh.
You know, with the knees completely akimbo.
Oh, he's manspreading.
Manspreading, mm-hmm. That's the word.
All the women
yes.
do it too. And non-binary folks. We all do it.
Human spread.
Human spread.
On a bus during rush hour after work. That is just not the right time to
air out your balls. I mean,
right?
Your undercarriage. Yes.
And she's like going, I don't want to sit there. I'd rather stand because there's no way I can avoid his thigh. Like there's just no way.
Especially if he does like the knee bouncing thing. Super.
Yeah, exactly. Like, ugh. But she sees another seat and it's in front of these two youngish women, like late 30s. Philly isn't sure, but they look animated. One's yabbering and the other one's like listening super intently. Ooh. Plus the guy in the seat next to the one she grabs it is asleep in his newspaper. So.
Oh, he's totally listening. But okay. Yeah, it's fine.
So she parks herself, lifts her feet up. Bus takes off. She's about to put her music back on, but she hears this little phrase. I know this will totally piss him off, but I've signed up baby Juju for the beauty pageant for age 6 to 11.
Bah!
If she wins, that's $1,500.
I'm sorry.
Right?
Visceral reaction. Bah!
So Philly has a very similar reaction, but hers is more delicious. She's just like, this is going to be good.
Mm-hmm.
So she instantly decides to pretend to put her music on, even bobbing her head to make-believe tunes when she's actually 100% tuned into the conversation happening behind her. She even puts a news feed on her phone, right, to pretend to be scanning the headlines.
Yeah.
You know what I'm doing.
Oh, yeah. Oh, this is a pro public transportation commuter move. I've done it. I think we all have. When you put, yeah. We've all done this. I've certainly done it when something's really juicy next door and you're just like, oh, I totally want in on this. I've heard this podcast before.
She hears the friends say, so, you know, how much? She goes, $600, half the rent. Bob's going to kill me unless she wins. But he'll be so proud of his baby girl. If she doesn't, can I move in? Okay.
So Whoa. Hold on a second. I was with you until the last sentence. Like, if she doesn't win, can I move in with you?
Yeah.
No! Now you made it her friend's problem, too. Okay. All right.
Don't worry. The friend laughs. Ha, 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 ha.
You can't possibly be serious. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Right? Right. Pay your own damn rent.
So she goes, what does little Juju have to do? She says. The mom says, well, it's mostly outfits, this one. You know, swimwear, theme wear, and evening
I'm
wear.
Sorry, I'm having full body shudders, this whole thing. Anyway, yeah.
Yep. And she goes, I think I'm going to sew them because that way I can save some cash. But the thing is, Juju needs to learn how to walk and not trot. I've been training her for like an hour a day. I put this like big fat book on her head and she has to walk around and not drop it. If she does, she needs to pick it up straight back, knees together while smiling at the audience and still be able to elegantly put the book back on her head without ever taking her eyes off the audience, right? Making the look, you know, the whole drop look intended somehow.
Okay.
Basically, no fidgeting, no panicking, no looking out of control. It's a nightmare. She just can't get it.
How old is Juju again? Did she say?
She's 7.
So young. Oh, Jesus. Okay.
Felice kind of like, I don't know. She's just, her jaw's dropping. So yours would too?
I would be trying not to dry heave, but also super curious and judging.
Judging,
I would be
yeah.
feeling extremely in my judging, and but like, I can't stop listening to this. Like, I'm going to miss my stop because I want to know where this is. Like, I will take this bus all the way around, and I want to know where this is going to end up, because what other interesting decisions is she making? I want to feel really superior right now, yes.
So the friend asks suddenly, does she have to do a talent thing, Juju? Like, as well as this outfit clothing stuff. She goes, yeah, but she wants to yodel. I mean, she is good at yodeling, but it's not ladylike. Like, people are going to picture her calling cows by the time she gets to the evening gown event.
And here I am being like, I actually would be interested in hearing a 7-year-old yodel. That would actually, right. That actually, I'm like, well, let the kid yodel. You got a 7-year-old who can yodel?
Let's
That's
go.
That's actually a talent. Come
That's
on.
That's a talent. I've been to a yodeling competition before.
Wait, for real?
And it is, yes, for real. For real.
Oh, my God.
In Geneva. Wow. And it was insane.
I bet. Yeah. That's pretty cool.
So she wants her to show like the Insta account that her and Juju have built together. You know, gorgeous photos of daughter, mother, you know, and saying like, I love, but yeah, all like slightly retouched.
Crane the neck.
Right?
Turn the head slightly. Pretend you're not looking. But you know you want to see.
So Philly's like thinking, trying to listen, earwig, earwig, and it's all quiet for a bit. And then the friend goes, so, okay, what's the big deal? What's your biggest mountain? What's your biggest hurdle here? Biggest one? She goes, her diet. I mean, she's beautiful, but pudgy.
Now I'm sad.
Yeah. Well, Philly's kind of, you know, feeling like she wants to talk, you know? She doesn't want to talk, but she wants to talk.
Yeah.
No, the bus stop is coming. She needs to get home.
Skip it, Philly. Just stay on that bus.
Yeah, and so that's the thing. Like, do you at any point want to interrupt this person? Or you're just like...
Okay. So I will say this. I have never interrupted somebody on the bus because I've overheard something fascinating, although I have heard amazing conversations. I know that
right.
I know that it happens. I have seen it. Where like, but it's usually something like... people giving advice on where to get really good food of some kind or how to get home, like some sort of like there are basic facts that somebody's getting very obviously wrong. And somebody mm-hmm. listening and will be like, actually, you want the 77 or something like that. I feel like lifestyle commentary is like you just listen in reality,
yeah.
like for the sake of the story. Yeah, I would love to imagine a version of me that would be like, what the shit? But I know in reality, I would be like, just listening.
So she's about, you know, she's getting ready to get off on her stop, but she really doesn't want to get off. And she gets one last question from the friend. What are you thinking for evening wear? And she's like, oh, I'm going to do a bridal gown. Like she's marrying the pageant, right? Like she's got to win this or else.
Yeah.
That's why I'm spending my last dime on flippers.
Flippers.
And the friend goes, flippers? Like a dolphin? And she goes, no, you dumbass. Fake teeth. Because her teeth are a mess at the moment. She's 7. She's lost 3 in the last month.
Sorry, my jaw just hit the floor. What?
Yeah, it exists. I researched.
You did?
They're called flippers.
Okay.
And they're like fake teeth for kids to make them look glam when they're missing their two front teeth.
Do they even look like child's teeth or do they look like adult, like grown-up teeth?
I don't know. I didn't look it up. Can you do it? Can you do it?
Look up. Oh, no, you know what? No, no, no. I don't want to look this up. I don't want that in my search history. I'm sorry.
Come on. Beauty pageant flippers. God. Come on.
Oh, sorry.
Do it live. I'm too afraid to look.
Oh, God. It auto-completed and knew what I was looking for. Okay. These are for adults that I'm seeing, but for kids, it...
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just going to judge based on what I'm seeing from the images. They look like adults' teeth. So it ages the kids up a little bit, for sure. Especially, God, these photos are terrifying. I'm sorry. This is, like, really disconcerting. Because, you know, like, little kids, like, around 6 or 7 start losing their grown-up teeth, their baby teeth.
Yes!
But, like, if they still have baby teeth, like, they're kind of spread out and, you know, small.
Glee, I have a young niece right now who has, like, basically has half her teeth.
The Franken-teeth situation. Yeah.
Exactly. She's gorgeous. I love it. I get a daily update of a picture of all her teeth, watching them grow. But finally, as the bus slows down to her stop, she hears the friend say, "Are you freaking serious? Fake teeth?" And the mom says, "Deadly. I was shocked too, but it was a relief, you know, because she won't be knocked out because of her toothless smile." Oh, she hears the friend say, with a little judgy tone, which made Philly feel more comfortable with getting off the bus and getting out of that sitch, because she now knows someone is kind of going, this is a bit freaking insane.
Yeah, because like the dress, the bridal dress thing, a lot of First Communion dresses kind of look like that, right? So I'm like, okay, I'm not into that, but I know that that's a thing some people do for little kids.
Yeah, I'm not a prince. I never was a princessy person either, but like I totally know kids and adults that I respect and like that love that stuff, right?
Yeah, I feel like that's more like unknown quantity. The fake teeth, like everything about them, like I feel so bad for Juju because she's going to grow up with so many complexes about her appearance that her mother is very lovingly doling out from a young age. I hope there's a fund set aside for Juju's therapy because she's going to be needing it. That's fucked up. Whew.
Apparently one of the big things about these things when I was doing research was like world level trophies can be 5 to 6 feet tall for kids' beauty pageants. For Our Little Miss is one of the pageants.
Yeah, but is it worth any actual money or is it just like a tall ass trophy?
Well, I have no idea. Probably a tall ass
trophy. Like, what do you do with a tall trophy? Does it hold up like your front porch or something? Like, what's the use of it?
We're not saying no to beauty pageants, just for little kids that are made to look older and wear freaking flippers.
Yeah, we're definitely just saying that.
I'm anti flipper. I'm 100% anti flipper.
About 10 minutes ago, did not know what that is. And now I'm very against it.
I'm very, very against it too. That's it for this week's Sticky Pickles. If we made you smile, you know what to do. Keep listening. Like us.
Don't wear flippers.
Yep. Don't wear flippers. Don't tattoo our faces on your thighs. Virtually everything else, fine by us.
And you can get in touch with us about how you feel about child beauty pageants on @StickyPickles on Twitter and @StickyPicklesPod on Instagram. And if you have a sticky pickle you'd like us to dissect, you can email us at hello@StickyPickles.com. And anything else you can always find on StickyPickles.com.
Yay! Bye-bye!
Bye!
Cute. Cute. Well done, baby.